At Vistaprint, we know you've got that idea for your business, like the one that nails the trade show, levels up your brand, or makes your team say,
"We're really doing this."
But an idea is just an idea until it's printed on
signage, giveaways, custom apparel.
Once it's
in my hands, on my team, out in the world,
then it's happening.
It's so happening.
Vistaprint has thousands of products, easy design tools, and real support to turn that idea into something possible. Print your possible with code NEW20 for 20% off your first order at vistaprint.com.
The days are longer, the calendar's filling up, and I want to feel as good as this beautiful summer weather. That's why I've been loving Grunes. It's one daily pack of gummies that covers my greens, vitamins, minerals, and even has 6 grams of prebiotic fiber. So I don't need to juggle a complicated wellness routine on top of everything else. They taste amazing. They're easy to toss in my bag on the go. Plus, they're vegan, gluten-free, and HSA FSA eligible for reimbursement. Save up to 52% off with code PODCAST at Grunes.co. That's code PODCAST at GRUNS.co.
I'm Hannah. I've lost 75 pounds in 20 months with GLP-1s, plus diet and exercise. On Row, I've gone from struggling to run a mile to running farther every day. You can access FDA-approved GLP-1s online. Get the support you need to reach your weight loss goals. Go to row.co/weight to see if you qualify. I'm a paid Row partner. 20% average weight loss in 1 year in non-diabetics with obesity or overweight with a weight-related medical condition versus 3.1% in placebo arm. Rx only. To stay informed about serious side effects, go to row.co/safety.
Good morning. Welcome to the Jen and Tim Show on Cleveland Star 102. Hopefully your weekend was a good one. It's Monday morning. We are now into the month of June. It is June 1st. We're at 6:07, Jen Tui. Good morning to you.
Good morning to you, Tim Richards.
Really, it was a beautiful weekend, and it continues. I was just looking at Trent McGill's forecast. I think it is 70s and beautiful the entire week, and maybe rain creeps up this weekend, but the entire week, like if the kiddos are off school, I know your kiddos aren't off school
yet,
but if you can get out and you know, enjoy the weather, or you're looking at Cedar Point. I know you had a Cedar Point story. Shores isn't open yet, but ride the ride. I mean, whatever it is, this is a really, really nice. We get in the pool, whatever.
I know,
it might
it's
be.
So beautiful. Yeah, no, my kid, this is their last full week, but then they also have school next week. So we're in Westlake. We are still in school.
Did you do something wrong? Why
is it
so long?
Isn't it lengthy?
Like Willoughby, I believe, done. Menor, I know, obviously done. They actually had graduation for, obviously, the seniors yesterday at CSU or over the weekend. I don't know if it was yesterday or Saturday. I just saw some of my friends that have, you know, kids, now young adults, that have now graduated Menor High. So that was this weekend. So, like, it's all rearview mirror for us.
Yeah, no, we are still in it to win it. Still working on projects, still a lot of activity. Still, you know, we talked last week about the, you know, next week there's an 11:30 ceremony graduation. Then the next day there's an 8:30 a.m. graduation ceremony. Then there's the activity afterwards. I think you did that last week with your froyo and your park and your
park activity. There was a lot going on that day. All fun, all good stuff. But there's a lot of stuff. So that's happening. It is also a big, big deal. If you've been collecting those boarding passes, we have, and we get to, the honor of calling and revealing who the grand prize winner is. That's coming up at 8:10. So we'll have a grand prize winner. And then at 9:22, we continue the boarding passes, sending yet another person or couple to Jamaica, which is, you know, fantastic. We're going to continue to post videos about our trip to Jamaica, which we actually kind of, at least the best of our ability, took you there and showed you everything that was going on. We broadcast live. We tried the food. We had a taste of the island, Tasty Tuesday, and we want you to enjoy that. So, once again, that grand prize winner coming up at 8:10. Let's start the show, though. He's dead. He's a guy. He's dead. Just a dead guy in an envelope. Who is he? No one knows. He's dead. Just a dead guy in an envelope.
We take one guess a day for dead guy in an envelope. Do you think you know who he is? It's just funny.
It's a half laugh.
It is a half laugh. It's
hard. Big deal. Starting off the entire week, EMC's good morning to you. What's your guess? Early morning crew, 216-343-1021. Star 102, good morning.
Good morning.
How are you?
Good, how are you?
Oh, we're great. We're glad you're EMC. We're glad you're calling for your guest for Dead Guy in the Envelope.
So who do you think it is?
My guess is Bob Saget.
That is a good guess. It is not Bob Saget.
And
not Bob
Saget. Menor's graduation was yesterday.
Say it again?
Menor's graduation was yesterday.
Oh, it was yesterday. Okay, I saw so many great pictures, and I didn't know if it was Saturday or Sunday. And I'm sure it was great. They do such a great job at CSU,
wonderful.
And just the sea of... you know, red that you see there, obviously yes. Cardinals colors, and that was cool. So, did you have somebody graduating or no?
My nephew.
Oh, your nephew. Awesome. Yeah. Did you get to go out to eat downtown or anything, or not so much?
We did. We went to BJ's Brewhouse. We came back to Mentor.
Oh, yeah. Why is that place so good? Right there by the mall. It really is. I tell Jen about the Pazookie all the time and the rib special on Thursday. I am very well versed on BJ's Brewhouse.
Yes, the Pazookies are the best.
Yeah. Oh, they are so good. Oh, they're so good. Which one did you get? Did you get one or no?
Of course I did. I got the salted caramel.
Yeah, it's a way to go. Oh, we are friends for life. I love that one. Speaking of food, I had a hankering for Hanks. I have to give my review on that next. Tom Hanks is the greatest actor of all time. I truly believe that. It's Star 102, Cleveland's feel-good favorites.
Yeah, he's amazing. I love him.
If you think somebody else is a better, I would love to go head-to-head. He's just the versatility. I just love Tom Hanks. I always have. He's my guy. And I might not be wrong. I might not be right. There are plenty of other actors that are, you could consider the greatest actor of all time. And I understand that. Maybe have more Oscars or whatever it is. But that's in my heart of hearts. I love Tom Hanks. I always have. He's my guy. So for my birthday, which was Friday, you got me the chocolate turtle, Hanks for our troops. All profits support military families. This, a K cup. It's ground coffee. It's K cup. You know what a K cup is. You put it in, you get the coffee, you're good.
Yes, I had, and let me just a very quick backstory on it. I had never heard of it before. I was grocery shopping online, and for whatever reason, it popped up as like, oh, this is something you might be interested in. I don't know if it's brand new. I don't know if this is coffee from like 3 years ago that they're trying to get rid of. Like, I don't know, but I ordered it because I knew you love Tom Hanks. I know you like to try new coffee, and I knew it was your birthday. I'm like, this would be a perfect gift for him. Bring it in. So that's why I got it for you.
Well, and to be fair, this is a picture, and there's a picture of Tom Hanks on the 12 pack of K cups. That is like Forrest Gump Tom Hanks. I've seen Tom Hanks recently during his Toy Story 5. He is definitely aged since this was released.
Right. It's not it's not the newest
photo. This might
be
big Tom Hanks. I don't know how long ago that this was the thing. So Tom knows acting. I don't think that there is. You know, I talk about Oprah, and there's no way she actually tries the items that she talks about.
Yeah, I disagree with you on that.
We go back and forth all the time. Mm-hmm. No way she ate that pizza. You're never going to convince me that she did. The cauliflower crust pizza, on and on and on. There isn't a chance Tom Hanks tried this coffee because I let you do a little sniff and taste. What did you think of the blend?
You know, it wouldn't be my first choice.
Wouldn't
be my first choice or my second choice.
Maybe not even like a top 10.
No, I was just going to say, or my 10th. Yeah. It is, you know, not for me. It is a chocolate turtle flavor. There's a hint of a...
Actual turtle. You can say it. There's actual,
I don't
maybe
know. Some type of turtle. Medicinal aftertaste or something in there.
Yep. I appreciate it, and I was excited to try the hankering for Hanks.
Please don't feel obligated to drink it.
You'll find the other 11 pods on Marketplace. Take a look. Star 102, Cleveland's feel-good favorites. It is the Jen and Tim Show. We will have Stevie on the socials on the way at 6:40.
8 students on a field trip in Texas spent hours stranded near the top of a roller coaster. Did you see this video? It is absolutely
in
terrifying.
In the worst position.
How can
you possibly be removed? I watched the video on my For You page. I don't know how they got them out of there.
I'll tell you next.
It's one thing up the ramp. I've seen that maybe a millennium
like
course.
And all I'm like, oh my God, the blood is rushing to their head. I would be having like, how can you not lay there in a panic? And this was hours. We'll tell you the story. That's in 60 seconds. It's 46 degrees in Seven Hills this morning. That's our Star City. These are the three things you need to know today. There's a new experimental pill that's giving hope to pancreatic cancer patients. They did a study, 500 people, advanced pancreatic cancer. Patients that took the drug lived a median of 13.2 months compared to 6.7 months of those that were just doing chemotherapy. They say it's one of the biggest breakthroughs in pancreatic cancer research treatment in decades. The FDA now reviewing it. 8 students on a field trip in Texas spent hours stranded near the top of a roller coaster. They were like dangling backwards after it malfunctioned. Emergency crews had to use a cherry picker to safely bring everyone down. That is 100 feet tall. There were no injuries reported. If you were born in 1960 or later, your full Social Security retirement age is now officially 67. You can still claim benefits at 62, but your monthly payments could be reduced by as much as 30%.
Star 102, Cleveland's feel-good favorites. It is the Jen and Tim Show. Good Monday morning to you. We are at 6:42. It's about time for Stevie on the socials. What do we have today, Stevie?
There's a video going viral that has sparked a trend that I've been seeing a couple of times. They're basically, it's an adult asking a group of kids a simple question about their parents to see what they say. See if they even know their parent.
I feel like that could be terrifying for the parent.
Yeah. What is this all about? That's next.
From trending topics to TikTok treasures, she's got the scoop. It's time for Stevie on the socials with the Jen and Tim Show on Star 102.
There's a video on TikTok with millions of views, and it's this adult asking kids a simple question. He's asking, what does your parent, your mom, dad do for work? And then the kid has to answer. And it's really funny because I feel like kids, some of them knew, some of them didn't. But here's kind of how that went.
What is your dad's job?
Working in the garden.
I'm Oakley's dad, and I work in finance for the U.S. Air Force.
What does he do at work?
He makes ice cream.
My name is Dominic, and I am a CIP operator at Wells Ice Cream Plant.
What does your dad do for work?
I think he watches TV all the time.
I am the CEO of Vayner Speakers.
My mama works all day and eats gummy bears.
I work for Schneider Electric, and I am a sales engineer.
She works with her friend, and she worked out.
For work, I am a lawyer.
He does house.
A real estate agent.
I love the kid that says he does house.
I like the gummy bears one, too. Mm. And then she's actually a lawyer. That's hilarious. That is adorable when you ask kids stuff like that. And I remember when my kids were little, the teachers would always say, the things that they know about what goes on in homes is astonishing, because kids at that age will tell them anything.
Oh, they will. And they pick it all up and they see every, absolutely. It's an entire thing. I also, isn't it like what we do? Like if Izzy asked me what I did, you know, and obviously she knows now, she's 11. And I told her, it's so funny when you have to fill out different forms or something and it asks you what you do for your job, there's never on air or radio or like, I never know what to check. Sometimes it's like, is it marketing?
Sometimes I pick marketing.
I just had it the other day. Like, it's like, I don't know, like, which box do I check? Cause sometimes there's a media one, which, okay, that, you know.
Very rarely.
Right. Like, I don't have it. If I had to answer that, I have no idea. I'm like, if it's based on, you know.
And then if you pick other, it'll be like, well, what kind of other?
Oh, there's another Dropbox.
And then it's like, I don't want to explain this.
Especially if you start typing in and it wants to fill in what the other is.
Right.
And you're like, O-N, you know, right. A, okay, that's not it. Radio, no, I'm like, okay, this is an entire thing.
Yeah. It's just, so sometimes I just make it up. But marketing usually is the one I picked default if I can't find media. That's so funny.
I wish I could eat ice cream all day. And or watch TV all day, like the kiddos were saying.
Yeah.
It's a great Stevie on the socials. We're at 6:48. It's Monday. Good morning. Like, kind of piggybacking off of producer Stevie on the social today on Star 102, Cleveland's feel-good favorites. As I mentioned, Menor's out of school right now. They are, you know, they're done for the year.
That's nice.
The reason I mention that is, one, you know, the last few days, you're not doing anything. Even when we were in school, right? Like, the last couple of days of school, puzzles. Maybe an extra recess. You know, you do a couple of different
things.
It's
kind of fun, yeah.
So one of those things was like a know the teacher.
Aww.
So, you know, she hands out the sheet. And how well do you know the teacher? You've been in school for months and months and months. You know, Mrs. Gray was her teacher. How well do you know Mrs. Gray? She got like 2 of 10 correct. That's it.
How do you not know anything about your teacher that
you've been there since August?
Were the questions hard, though?
No, I don't know. It was like, hold on. I took a screenshot of it because I was like, maybe we could do a know the show type of thing. Hold on. Here we go. How well do you know Mrs. Gray? Does she have a pet?
Did she get that
right?
If
so, what kind? Yes.
Okay.
How many siblings does she have and what are their names? Uh-huh. Missed it. How old is she?
She missed it?
Hopefully if she missed
it. Wait, how do you miss that? How many
siblings does she have, once again, it's the teacher, and what are their names?
Did Izzy write down names?
She
made up names?
And two brothers, Jack and Joseph. So she's making up, apparently, humans that either don't exist, or she has more or less.
First of all,
how
that's
old is
amazing.
She says, how old is she? 34, so I'm hoping I don't know if she'd take the, it's wrong.
Oh, my.
What is her favorite candy? Gummy bears. That's wrong.
Oh, my gosh.
I don't know.
Was this a graded assignment?
No.
I hope not.
She knows where she lives.
That's funny.
Didn't know that. What is her favorite color? And it's like a definitive
answer
of wrong.
That was wrong also?
Yes.
Oh. Well, you know what I say? Good for you, Izzy, for filling in everything, even if you didn't know the answer. It's like when we play Trump 2-8.
Congrats on your 20%.
You have to at least take a guess.
I was kind of disturbed. I don't know if she has brothers. I don't know off the top of my head. And she just has wrong names for the people that might not even exist.
Love that she put down names for the brothers. That is my favorite part of all of that. Jack and Joseph.
Sounds like that, just a young book that you might have had back in the day. Like, have you read Jack and Joseph? Or like a kid's line?
Or like a biblical story, Jack and Joseph.
Jack and Joseph. Joseph was trouble, but Jack got him through. So there you go.
I really feel like that would be the other way around.
Probably would.
You know, okay.
Yeah.
Joseph's the good guy,
Because you're right.
Joseph, if you're going biblical. Just saying. Okay. Blimp Day coming to Akron. When is the first ever? That's in 60 seconds.
At Vistaprint, we know you've got that idea for your business. Like the one that nails the trade show, levels up your brand, or makes your team say,
"We're really doing this."
But an idea is just an idea until it's printed on
signage, giveaways, custom apparel.
Once it's
in my hands, on my team, out in the world,
then it's happening.
It's so happening.
Vistaprint has thousands of products, easy design tools, and real support to turn that idea into something possible. Print your possible with code NEW20 for 20% off your first order at Vistaprint.com.
The days are longer, the calendar's filling up, and I want to feel as good as this beautiful summer weather. That's why I've been loving Grunes. It's one daily pack of gummies that covers my greens, vitamins, minerals, and even has 6 grams of prebiotic fiber. So I don't need to juggle a complicated wellness routine on top of everything else. They taste amazing. They're easy to toss in my bag on the go. Plus, they're vegan, gluten-free, and HSA FSA eligible for reimbursement. Save up to 52% off with code PODCAST at Grunes.co. That's code PODCAST at GRUNS.co.
I'm Hannah. I've lost 75 pounds in 20 months with GLP-1s, plus diet and exercise. On Row, I've gone from struggling to run a mile to running farther every day. You can access FDA-approved GLP-1s online. Get the support you need to reach your weight loss goals. Go to row.co/weight to see if you qualify. I'm a paid Row partner. 20% average weight loss in 1 year in non-diabetics with obesity or overweight with a weight-related medical condition versus 3.1% in placebo arm. Rx only. To stay informed about serious side effects, go to row.co/safety.
It's 46 degrees in Seven Hills, today's Star City. Here are the three things you need to know this morning. Southwest has tweaked their policy for plus-size passengers, saying that gate agents can now provide an extra seat at no charge to passengers who need additional space if the seats are available. If a flight is full, customers may be moved to a later flight. They still recommend booking an extra seat in advance if it's possible. This is kind of a backtrack or an update just a few months after they tightened that policy. Akron celebrating its first ever blimp day on June 6th. Two Goodyear blimps will fly over all 24 Akron neighborhoods between 9 a.m. and noon as part of the city's newest holiday. I'm very curious about this. So Charmin has this new viral forever roll. I'm going to tell you about it and tell you what it is. But the fact that they are promoting this as a gift for dad on Father's Day grosses me out.
Like, what is that supposed to mean?
Well, exactly. Like, why are you, like, I don't, why would you give this to your dad?
Where are the wipers in the family?
Excuse me?
Just letting you know.
I'm sorry.
Are you mad that it's not for a Mother's Day gift? Would you want a large, massive, did anybody buy this and does it actually fit in the holder? That's my question.
No, it comes with a holder.
Oh, it comes with a holder.
It comes with its own holder.
I didn't see that. Okay.
It's called a forever roll. It's a giant roll of toilet paper that has 32 times more sheets than a standard roll. And it comes with its own stand. It's under $20.
I don't understand what the question is. How long
did
the men in your life take in the bathroom when they got to go? That's why it's for Father's Day.
You see, this is
my
point.
Some of it's hiding from the rest of the family. Some of it's actually the process, Jen.
Why are we?
You asked the question. I'm trying to give the answer.
I don't want to give that as a gift.
Tell Jen why.
No.
216.
I don't need you to tell me why.
Flush. 1021. What? You just asked the question. Somebody listening will have the answer and would really want that. Wouldn't that be a lovely gift? Its own stand?
Can't you just subtly give that on the side if they need that? Like, it just feels gross to me.
It's not from the heart. It's not from the heart.
Like, you're going to open that on Father's Day and it has to do with your bathroom habits?
I need to hear from one person that would enjoy that as a gift.
Would you? You're a father.
It would be amazing. Its own stand? I wouldn't let anybody touch it. I'd probably rope it off like a VIP, like I was at... I was at the club, just rope it off this velvet.
You would
that is leave, for Tim's tush.
It's the end of the day, Father's Day, and you're getting ready to go to bed, and you're looking back on your day, and you think, now that was a good day. I got a giant roll of toilet paper.
Absolutely. just for me, and it lasts forever. I don't have to worry. My June is covered.
I'm grossed out.
Star 102, Cleveland's feel-good favorites. It is the Jen and Tim Show. We're going to see highs right around 70 degrees today. Lots of things happening on the Jen and Tim Show. Of course, we'll be playing rounds of Trump Tui. And if you've been collecting those boarding passes, you can be the grand prize winner. We will call that person at 810. That person going to Jamaica, all-inclusive. You don't need to worry about anything. Just hang out at the swim-up bar if you want to. Walk around. Eat all day.
You really can eat all day.
Round trip airfare included. I mean, just by listening to Star 102 and collecting boarding passes, which are every weekday, 9:22, 12:22, and 3:22. Just posted another video of our trip there. Wait, is it posted? It's thinking. I take that back. I don't know.
Listen.
Jen's worked on this video. I beg of you, please watch this video. She has been working on it since 5 in the morning.
Stop.
It's a very, I was like, can we? We should post a video.
Here's the
Here's
the problem.
Are we going to post a video today?
In the middle of posting it, but then we went on air and I had to stop. I was writing a caption for, I overthought it, but here's why.
She had Stevie checking in.
She
went downstairs. There were people walking down Prospect.
No.
And she said, is there something else we can add to
this
video?
There is.
It has been all day.
The graphic portion is difficult for me. Like when you put the words on and make them look good and with all the, and then the animations, I'm like, Stevie, do this. And then, of course, I have like the paid version of this editing tool and she's telling me I have less options than she does. So somehow I have like the wrong version. And then we had so many photos and so many videos of what we did in Jamaica because it was so amazing. We decide we're going to post a little video just to be like, oh, here's a taste. This is what you can win. You know, don't forget your boarding passes. How do you pick? How do I pick from all that? So I had to like go through all the videos we made and decide what the best ones were. And I don't know that they're the best ones.
Okay. So check out our horrible video that I'll post momentarily. I have no idea where it's at.
Yeah. You know, as soon as we stop talking, I'll post it.
We have 10 seconds.
Uh-oh.
One thing I did not see were those midges.
Thank goodness.
Down in Jamaica.
Ugh.
But oh, they have arrived. 3 seconds away from posting the video.
I don't know what to say.
It's Star 102, Cleveland's feel-good favorites. I think we got to leave that alone.
That's had to have happened to someone before. I mean, maybe we'll talk about that later. I don't know. I've never been so shocked when I opened my Instagram account. Now the video's not posted there because of that.
Is it somebody you're following?
It says Sephora Collect. It says Sephora Collection.
Is it actually Sephora?
Can you see that? This account.
I'm uncomfortable.
I don't mean to sidetrack us. This account has 742,000 followers.
I don't know.
It's clearly been hacked. Do you see the second one right there? Do you see that?
What is that?
TV. Look, I just opened the Instagram. I opened Instagram, and when we have the Jen and Tim, I know we were going to talk about midges.
I don't even care about the midges now. I mean, I do. I have some stories, but it doesn't matter.
I opened my Instagram account, and because we work at Star 102, I have my Jen Tui account.
Who's that?
I have our Jen and Tim Show account. I have our Star 102 Cleveland account. When I opened it up, it was my Jen Tui account, and I had to, you know, toggle to the Jen and Tim Show account, but I couldn't because the very first post from the Sephora Collection account is not a Sephora post. It is inappropriate, never, ever something I would get on my Instagram feed. It is people that do not have clothes on.
And Jen!
It is.
Steve, this is uncomfortable.
And you can't even see their faces. So I'll just leave it at that.
He's running away from
the
microphone.
By the way,
what just happened?
By the way, Stevie took my phone, screenshotted this, and sent it to herself. So now, does that mean like my algorithm is going to turn into this because I've screenshotted?
It probably will. Why are you the only person following this too?
You are the only one following.
No, it says right here, my sister-in-law.
That we know.
My sister-in-law is following this account.
Well, they've been hacked.
Clearly.
Oh my gosh.
Clearly.
But from makeup to not makeup, real quick.
Even the bio, I can't even read that.
That's my favorite part. Because it's that bio and then it's followed by Jen Tui.
Oh my God, does it say that?
Yeah. Yeah, it says you like the post, too.
No, it does not. Okay. Stevie, you didn't do that.
I did not. Tim may have.
This
have.
Feels... Give...
And then
have you ever had? Have you ever been hacked on social media?
But I am not hacked. An account I follow is hacked, and it is very inappropriately hacked. I feel bad for them. And if this is like the real Sephora account, my goodness. My goodness. I don't.
I'm just
like, what if this happens to my kids or something?
Sure it has.
Really?
Oh. How many followers do they have?
742,000.
That's not good. This is not
Sephora
good.
Collection is yeah. what it says. Now, is
so
this
like actual,
not the main Sephora.
It's not Sephora. I was going to say it would have a lot more than
but
that.
But look,
when you look,
accounts.
That's their story. That's much more appropriate.
Well, they've been hacked pretty recently.
They, yeah.
I'm sure it'll be taken down quick. But for right now.
I feel like we need to call them. Can you report
call
an
Instagram? What? The Sephora Collection?
Yes. Hi, Sephora. You need to look at your Instagram. Can I report this in some way?
Yeah, probably.
You can.
You can
wow. tell them it's inappropriate.
It's a well, verified account,
the three
too.
Dots. You hit the three dots, and okay. then you could put hit report.
I'm not
and
sure.
And then you could do the
Oh,
the,
I see. Report.
Nudity is an option. Sexual activity is an option.
There's all sorts options, of things. Jen. There's all sorts of things that you can do.
Who shouldn't see this post? Just people under 18 or everyone on Instagram? That's a big choice. That is a big choice.
I mean, you,
right
yeah,
there.
We could lead you to the water. I think you're gonna have. What is happening today? Hacked. 216-343-1021. I mean, even if you don't call, I feel like we have things that
I'm sorry.
We have to get. We have to get. Yeah, this needs to be flagged. That is not great. Star 102. Good morning.
Good morning, if you ever can.
Oh, I don't know where this is going to go, Ken.
Oh,
but
boy.
Good morning to you, buddy.
Well, I'm going to stay on the safe side. Midges are in West Park.
There we go. Now we can talk about midges.
Okay, let's go midges. Woo!
Thank goodness.
Are they covering your car? Do you have to, like, swim through them to get to your vehicle?
They have been covering my car and my front door since last Monday or Tuesday.
Jen, thank you for the message. We appreciate that. The DM, it's specifically Jen and Tim Show on Facebook we're looking at. Of course, Instagram, we're everywhere else. Star 102 is as well. Went to Kelly's Island for this weekend. Midges in Marblehead. Pretty prevalent, but on the island, we didn't see them, which was really, really weird. They were all over Mentor. And I, this weekend, went outside. I have a pool. I was like messing with the filter and all that good stuff. And they were all over the place. And then last night, I was letting my dog out, do his thing, go potty later on at night. And, when the midges are around, you try to, you have to open the door to let them out.
Oh, that's the worst.
So I know that they're there. I know they're watching me.
Of course they are.
I turn out all the lights.
That's
I dress in all black with a mask so they can't find
mm-hmm.
me. And I let them open the door. Quick, shut the door.
Did you go outside or you stayed in?
Oh, I stayed in.
Okay.
And he's very quick. Like, and I boom, back in. So I'm looking for him. He's running up the deck. I open it and shut it. I said, great. Then I looked later on, and they made their way in on the ceiling.
Of course they did.
It was so gross.
Like a whole layer of them or just a few?
You
turn
eight
the lights
or nine
off.
Or something still, I thought, oh, no. Mm. It's either you or I. So I bought a flamethrower.
No, you
and,
did
okay,
not.
I didn't. But I didn't know what to do. I thought to
well,
myself.
If it was Nate, he'd get the vacuum out and just start
and
sucking
just,
them
yeah,
up.
Yeah, gently removing them. So
I every year am the person that forgets and leaves the light on and opens the door, and then there's a literal, it's like a midge ceiling. It is a ceiling of midges, and then I scream Nate, and then Nate comes and vacuums them off the ceiling.
Oh.
So
Nate!
That's it.
Nate!
There was audio.
That's exactly what I
there
did.
There was audio. We get into a round of Trump 2 in 8 minutes. Star 102, Cleveland's feel-good favorites. It is the Jen and Tim Show. Good morning to you. Very exciting day today. Is the video posted yet, or is it?
It's posted.
Oh, it is posted.
It's posted.
Okay.
It's on Instagram. Woo! It's on Facebook. Uh-huh. We're all good. You could see it's just a little snapshot of our trip to Jamaica because we're giving away a trip to Jamaica. I get giddy for that. I'm so excited and giddy to call someone.
Me too. Same, because we had the amazing experience and the opportunity to broadcast live a few days ago or a few weeks ago, and maybe you missed that. Jamaica is amazing. I had never been there. You had never been there. They love the fact that we had never been there.
Yeah.
And we were
interviewed
by, I think, every outlet possible, newspaper, TV, whatever it might be. It was an amazing trip. The food is fantastic. The sunset is like no other. And I've been to like the Key West and things where it goes, you know, it's a beautiful sunset. It's not like Jamaica. I mean, no. It is just different. A laid back vibe. At least there are different areas you can go to. We were in the Grill, which is kind of the more chill, laid back area, of the island. Montego Bay, a different story. Like there's other parts, but it was just amazing. And we did our best to take you there, you know, just by our videos and things like that.
And we learned a lot, too. You can't bring rum in your carry-on luggage, as Tim learned as we headed back. Just little tips we can give you if you're the one that wins this trip next.
Yeah, don't do that. And if you're with Jen and Nate, they will 100% just continue throughout the Jamaican airport.
Well, we'll watch you.
While you watch me get rum arrested.
Yes, rum arrested by
security. I did not
get arrested,
I was asked to remove. Then, of course, something on my For You page, there was a lady that chugged her alcohol.
I saw that.
Instead of throwing it away.
I saw that.
You imagine that?
The security. Yeah, no, that is a terrible idea.
Again? No, I wouldn't do that. What's exciting for you thank you, collecting boarding passes, you could be the grand prize winner. You could be getting the all-exclusive treatment. You could be getting the round-trip airfare. Who's this week's grand prize winner? And, of course, boarding passes also continue at 9:22. We can call this person coming up in 3.5 minutes. It might be you on Star 102. Sarah's in Brunswick. She's joining the Jen and Tim show on Star 102, Cleveland's feel-good favorites. We have some good news for Sarah. Hey, Sarah. It's Jen Tui and Tim Richards from your all-time favorite station, Star 102.
Good morning.
Hi. Good morning.
Do you have any idea why we're calling you?
Maybe a little.
Did you happen to enter a boarding pass, maybe more than one boarding pass, at star102cleveland.com?
Oh, my God. Yes, I did.
Sarah! You're going to Jamaica.
Oh, my God. That's so cool.
Can you believe it? This is an all-inclusive trip to a Sandals resort of your choice. You get to pick where you want to go. We were just there. We are happy to be your travel agents. Have you ever been?
No, we've never been. And my husband and I haven't been on a trip alone for I don't know how long.
Well, you will be now. What's your husband's name, if I can ask?
Aaron.
Aaron, Sarah and Aaron are going to be going to Jamaica. It is paradise. Oh, it is beautiful. As Jen mentioned, it's all-inclusive, so you don't need to worry about it. You know, round-trip airfare, don't need to worry about that. You just get to go on the vacation that you haven't had in forever. And enjoy yourself. And you all want it just for listening to Star 102 and entering that boarding pass.
Oh, my God. It's amazing. Thank you.
Thanks for listening to the Jen and Tim Show podcast.
Listen to new episodes daily on your Odyssey app.
At Vistaprint, we know you've got that idea for your business. Like the one that nails the trade show, levels up your brand, or makes your team say,
"We're really doing this."
But an idea is just an idea until it's printed on
signage, giveaways, custom apparel.
Once it's
in my hands, on my team, out in the world,
then it's happening.
It's so happening.
Vistaprint has thousands of products, easy design tools, and real support to turn that idea into something possible. Print your possible with code NEW20 for 20% off your first order at Vistaprint.com.
Gear from MLBShop.com helps you show everyone what team you're with before you even say a word. So people start asking you things locals and fans know, like,
"You with the crew?
You from the D?
Where'd you go to high school?
Your dad put you in brown and gold?
You see skins, girl?
You get your Dodger dog?
Siempre 305?
You see Big Dumper 60?
Do you see him put Vladdy in the jacket?
How about 47?
You see Judges 62?
Shohei's 50-50.
The gear says it all.
Cut from the city. Go to MLBShop.com.
MLB trademarks used with permission.
Presented by T-Mobile, the official wireless partner of Odyssey Sports. With an awesome network and great savings, there's never been a better time to join T-Mobile. Visit your neighborhood store to make the switch today.
Would you look at that? It's time for some of our favorite Snapple Real Facts. Real Fact 1433, toe wrestling is a competitive sport. Real Fact 732, the chicken is the closest living relative of the Tyrannosaurus Rex. And Real Fact 1599, a man once ate an entire airplane. Youch. Did he have any hot sauce? Yeah, so anyways, this has been a refreshing break brought to you by Snapple. Real tea, real juice.
With Snap's Disney refreshing!
When equipment breaks down and operations come to a halt, every single second counts. So why is your maintenance team spending 60% of their time doing anything but turning wrenches? Maintain X is the AI-powered maintenance and asset management system that helps your team get back to actually fixing breakdowns. No more searching for manuals. No more hunting down parts. No more drowning in paperwork. With MaintainX, your team can access manuals from anywhere, create new procedures in minutes, and turn voice notes into clear and complete work order feedback. What used to take hours now only takes minutes. Keep your operations moving and your wrenches turning. Join over 13,000 maintenance teams that are already fixing more and filing less. Try MaintainX for free today. Go to maintainx.com/AI. That's maintain and the letter x.com/AI.